Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Karina Rubin-Frankel, good afternoon to you. Thank you for talking to me on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm really pleased to be here.
So, nachas overload. I mean, how are you feeling today?
We are absolutely elated. It really is such an incredible achievement for our production team and for our country. And I think that was the biggest thing, was being able to share this award with South Africa. So we're absolutely thrilled. It's been the phone's been ringing off the hook and emails, but that's
sure.
That's the kind of conversation we want to start creating.
Karina, let's go back, all the way back, when somebody knocked on your door and said, I want you to invest in a movie about a man and a squid. Why didn't you say, get out of here? Get out of here and bring back something serious. Where did you see the potential in this?
Well, to be honest, I am very proud to be associated with the film, but I am much more directly connected with the Sea Change Project, which is the ocean conservation nonprofit. So the film was our project, actually. It's one of our media projects that we did in-house. So I think with a film like this, it was like the images spoke because Craig started shooting this film himself many years ago, documenting his time in the water with the octopus, and started putting together, editing these scenes. The story, not the same story that you see right now, but the potential for the story was visually there. So, the producer that really took the risk and running it is our executive producer, Alan Wundermuth, from Off the Fence. And then, of course, the executive producers at Netflix who took it on.
I want to get on to Sea Change in just a minute, because I think it's crucial and it's important, and I think you'll continue to do incredible things. I just want to stay with my octopus teacher for a moment. At what point did you realize, wow, we've got something?
You know, I honestly think it took quite a while. I think we had a sense that it was, that it was a good film, it was a strong film, that it might do well on the awards circle, but in the natural history realm. So, the ones that we're more familiar with, and not that it would take so many people, so much of the sort of general public to respond in the way that they did. Of course, Netflix signing up a film, a natural history film like this was quite rare. So that is an indication that somebody was going to invest money into it and put it on this global platform. But no, we had absolutely no idea that we would get this kind of response.
I find, and I'm sorry to make it just so completely trivial, but just the little things like that, my Barracuda teacher, the meme that followed, it was one of the funniest things I've seen in my whole life. Did you guys take that with the humor that it was intended, or did you get precious about it?
No, absolutely 100%. I think when you start getting memes, you've already made it.
You've got something great.
Yeah. No.
And the other thing is, I mean, every man that I meet who's over 60 is either swimming in the ocean at 6 in the morning or jumping into their freezing cold Joburg Highveld pool. You've created a thing. Do you even know that you've created a thing?
Yeah, I'm also a fairly new recruit to this cold water swimming, and have noticed that it's got busier, but that's fantastic. It's really, really fantastic.
Take me to this organization that I knew nothing about, the Sea Change Project. Where, why, what?
You know, this is it's a public benefit organization, a nonprofit, which Craig Foster and Ross Freilink co-founded in 2012 as a ocean conservation nonprofit. And it really just was, it was established to do works around conservation, but in media. Ross has a publishing background, and of course Craig has a filmmaking background, and then when I got involved, I have a producing film background, and we just started off with an exhibition on the Sea Point Promenade at the end of 2014, I think. So
yeah.
Ross, in his wisdom, founded the trust. It was really just kind of a vehicle to do some interesting media work around conservation and around this environment that we call the Great African Sea Forest. It was this vehicle. So that's really a sort of a brief sense of what it is. And if anybody wants to know more about it, they can come and visit us on our website. It's pretty comprehensive, called seachangeproject.com.
Surely the victory on the weekend, former octopus teacher, the winning of the Oscar Award as well as the BAFTA earlier, surely that is now going to launch your organization into the stratosphere. I mean, surely you are going to be hugely in demand.
You know, I don't know. I've often seen really big things, you know, not necessarily go nowhere, but I think it's kind of business as usual in some ways, because we continue to tell stories about this environment, and we have quite a number of projects in various stages of development around community outreach, specifically around the film. Amazingly, Netflix have come in and agreed to translate the film into 3 or 4 South African languages, which is wonderful. So we really start to do sort of road trips and community screenings. At least we can share the film with many South Africans who don't have Netflix, and who can also celebrate in this human nature story that has inspired so many people. And I mean, I think for us, we're an NGO, we're non-political, we're really about creating stories around hope and around connecting to nature in order to inspire change, to change in behavior, so that we can really protect our oceans and protect our planet. So which is fantastic. We got a vote of support from our president today, just you know, commending us on the film, but also just saying that this was a crowning achievement for our country. So it really does feel like a win for South Africa, and we hope that we can galvanize this into advocacy for ocean conservation. But at the same time, looking at you know, we talk about it in a way of sort of emotional justice, but we also need to look at it in the context of social justice, so that we can balance the two. And when we're looking around protection, that we also address the many people in this country that whose, you know, direct livelihoods are contingent on an ocean, you know, being able to harvest foods and living directly off the land. So we have to be very mindful around how we go around creating these protected or no-take zones and things like that.
Wonderful. Absolutely beautiful that you're going to take something like that and make it even more important and ensure that it has a legacy. Leverage that sense of pride that we all feel today in what you have accomplished and what you hope to do, and yeah, just make better and better things.
Super. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.